Lesson 38. Hobbies are fun.
Think about it.
What types of hobbies can you think of? What new hobby do you like? Why?
A happy child has a hobby. That's an old saying, and it's true. A hobby is not only fun, but also useful. A hobby can help build your confidence and make your life more colorful. It can help you make more friends and teach you to work well with others. There are many different types of hobbies. Some people like to collect things, such as stamps, toy cars, and postcards. Other hobbies are outdoor activities. A lot of people enjoy gardening, traveling, skiing, and other such activities. Games are also popular. Some people like to play card games or chess. Others are interested in the arts. They like drawing, dancing, acting, and singing. People usually take up their first hobby when they are kids, but hobbies are fun for all ages. It's never too late to learn something new.
Some people like to sew. They can make beautiful things like this.
Dig in. There are many sayings about hobbies. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Happy is the man who is living by his hobby. If you have time after work for your hobby, you're lucky. But if work itself is a hobby for you, you're luckiest. Do you know any similar sayings in Chinese?
Let's do it.
Read the lesson and follow the instructions.
Underline and copy the old saying mentioned in the lesson. Underline and copy the key sentences in the second paragraph. Circle the hobby that is not mentioned in the lesson. Card games, acting, cooking, gardening, collecting painted eggs.
A reporter interviewed people about their hobbies. Listen to the statements and match the names with the hobbies.
Jim enjoys collecting sports cards. Wang Ying loves singing. Singing is a big part of her life. When Jack has free time, he reads storybooks. Kate is interested in learning about her family history. Sun Yong likes playing chess in his spare time.
Working pairs, read the lesson again and organize the hobbies into the following groups.